Catherine Hammack is Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment. Madam Secretary, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. We heard in the last hour Secretary Hale talk about some of the challenges with manpower, with workforce. What are you looking at in your portfolio as some of the problems you're not looking forward to dealing with, but anticipating having to deal with?
My biggest concern, Francis, is the quality of life for our soldiers. We're going to have to cancel some of the contracts that have been performed by civilians or other contractors, and some of the services they provide do directly impact soldiers. For an instance, up at Fort Myer here in the Washington, D.C., Virginia area, we've had to close gates because we've canceled the contracts for security guards who had manned the gates. And those gates that are remaining open are being manned with some of our Department of the Army civilians and some of our military personnel. So some of our military personnel are going to have to take on additional duties on the base that takes them away from training and preparing to fight this nation's wars.
Now, Secretary Hale said that he didn't anticipate a lot of contract cancellation at the OSD level. Are you seeing that at the branch level where you're having to actually cancel contracts that are already in place?
Well, what we're doing is we're letting them expire.
I see.
We might not be canceling a contract that has a term left in it, but we are certainly reducing the size of the contracted workforce by letting those contracts expire. We also have some temporary employees, or we might have term employees that will be terminated. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier, there's furloughing, which is one day a week for most of our civilians. So that reduces our workforce capabilities by another 20% on top of what we've already done. But, you know, what I want to do is help everyone understand that these cuts due to sequestration in fiscal year 13 is over $15 billion. And that's on top of cuts we've already had to make due to the Budget Control Act of 2011. So this is like a double hit to us. Some of these actions, like the one I mentioned up at Meyer Henderson Hall, was due to the Budget Control Act of 2011. Deeper cuts will be required to operations and maintenance, to our base operating support levels, to facility restoration and modernization, to construction, to maintenance of any type. We're essentially not going to be able to do maintenance until something breaks.
Catherine Hammack's the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment, talking about the preparations they're making for sequestration. You talked about a $15 billion cut and the fact that that's coming on top of the Budget Control Act cuts. How does the continuing resolution fit into this mix and the fact that right now you're not sure where you're headed after March 27th?
Well, the continuing resolution means that we have about a $6 to $15 billion shortfall due to that. So in our operation and maintenance accounts, it's $6 billion less than is required for support and unit readiness. And so then you've got sequestration, you've got impact to overseas contingency operations, and really that's where our focus is. We want to ensure that we are appropriately equipping and manning the forces that are fighting the war against terrorism in Afghanistan and ensuring that the next deployers are trained and adequately prepared. And that's going to come at the expense of training and keeping the warfare force up ready, and ready for the unexpected.
You and I have spoken on a number of occasions, Madam Secretary, about the energy programs that you oversee, and I wonder how the budget cuts will impact some of, especially some of the renewable energy programs that the Army is working on all across its operating scale.
Thank you for that question. You know, many of our energy programs are handled through third-party financing, through energy-saving performance contracts or power purchase arrangements, but it does take manpower and resources to execute those contracts. So if we have to furlough part of our acquisition workforce or furlough those who are working to ensure that we have the details in the contracts that we need and the right scope of work, then those contracts are going to lag, and that's another impact directly on the civilian workforce and the private sector that helps support the military. We estimate that in fiscal year 13, this could be another 300,000 jobs that are lost in the civilian sector and those support industries that help just the Army military infrastructure. And that's not to say what's affecting the Navy and Air Force on top of that. So this is really quite a hit to the economy of the United States.
Madam Secretary, as we look at these numbers, everyone that I speak to expects that the top lines will go down, not just at the DOD level, but at the branch level for the foreseeable future. As that continues to happen, is this a matter of the planning and execution being extremely difficult because of the window of time that we're talking about here, or is it the dollar figure that it's just difficult for the Army to operate, especially in your areas of expertise and jurisdiction, with the numbers that you're getting?
Well, remember, the Budget Control Act of 2011 took a $500 billion, $500 billion over a 10-year period out of the Department of Defense. And that is something we're planning for, and we're planning for over a 10-year period. And so those are cuts, those are top-line reductions that we've dialed in and are working to manage. Sequestration is on top of that, and sequestration, in a way, is almost retroactive to our 13 budget. So it means take the cut and take the cut right now. And these are emergency measures, things we're just going to have to stop doing.
I heard Secretary Hale speak earlier today about reprogramming power and how it might not be particularly advantageous. Is that your view also, that being able to move the money around because of the short time frame that you're working under wouldn't really help that much?
Well, reprogramming helps us in some ways, but if there's less money overall, we might not have the money to move between accounts. So, you know, we're looking at every tool we have in our toolbox to ensure that we continue to support the warfighter and continue to support this nation the way we need to. And again, my concern is that our soldiers and our sailors, our airmen and Marines, will not have the kind of support they need in order to fight the fight. And so that's what's worrying most of us.
Madam Secretary, I appreciate your insight. I know it's a very busy time, a trying time at the Pentagon. I thank you for your time today.
Good talking with you again, Francis. Have a good day.